has been arrested on weapons charges. 41-year-old Lindy Jones awaiting arraignment for his suspected role in Monday's shooting of Officer Jonathan Diller. The Dow had 340 points, the NASDAQ up 17. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke, or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance. And insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Ulta Beauty's semi-annual beauty event is happening now. Unleash your love for beauty with 50% off daily beauty steals on hair, skin, makeup, and fragrance. Shop your favorite brands like Tarte and Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Plus, grab perfect hair care pairs from brands like Redken and Olaplex. And check out new arrivals from brands like Charlotte Tilbury and Dyson. Shop the Ulta Beauty semi-annual beauty event online, in-store, or try pickup today. Now through March 28th. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather news is getting better and better over the next several days, especially as we approach the Easter weekend. Lots of sunshine today. I've got us around 74 for the high temperature. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow's high up to about 69. Lots of sun. And then for Easter weekend, Good Friday, high in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 70s Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday, and sunshine for several days in a row. A great forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed, too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It starts with a story about a Boston preacher named S.D. Gordon. Dr. Gordon placed a beat-up, bent, rusted old birdcage beside his pulpit and told the story about that birdcage. He said an unkempt, unwashed little lad about age 10 was coming up the alley swinging this old caved-in birdcage with several tiny birds shivering on the floor of it. The compassionate Dr. Gordon asked where did the boy get the birds. The lad said he had trapped them. What was he going to do with them? The preacher asked. The boy said, I'm going to play with them, have fun with them. The preacher said, sooner or later, lad, you're going to get tired of that. And then what are you going to do with them? And the lad said, well, I have some cats at home. They like birds. I'll feed them to my cats. Dr. Gordon said, son, how much do you want for the birds? The boy, surprised, hesitated. And then he said, mister, you don't want to buy these birds. They're just plain old field birds. They can't even sing, and they're ugly. Just tell me. $2? To his surprise, Dr. Gordon reached into his pocket and handed the lad $2 bills. And the preacher took the cage, and the boy in a wink had disappeared down the alley. In a sheltered crevice between buildings, Dr. Gordon opened the door of the cage, and tapping on the rusty exterior, he encouraged the little birds one at a time to find their way out through the narrow door and fly away. Thus, having accounted for the empty cage beside his pulpit, the preacher went on to tell what seemed at first like a separate story about how once upon a time Jesus and the devil had engaged in a negotiation. Satan had boasted how he had baited a trap in Eden's garden. He had baited a trap, and he'd caught himself a world full of people. What are you going to do with all those people in your cage? Jesus wanted to know. The devil said, I'm going to play with them, tease them, make them marry and divorce and fight and kill one another. I'm going to teach them to throw bombs at each other. I'm going to have fun with them. And Jesus had said, you can't have fun with them forever. When you get tired of playing, then what are you going to do with them? And Satan had said, damn them. They're no good anyway. Damn them. Kill them. Jesus said, how much do you want for them? Satan said, you can't be serious. If I sell them to you, they'll just spit on you. They'll hate you. They'll hit you and hammer nails into you. They're no good. Jesus said, how much? Satan said, all of your tears and all of your blood. That is the price. And Jesus took the cage and paid the price and opened the door.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Roll Tide. It's 3:09 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACB. Wednesday afternoon, Bob Howers tonight after the show. We hope you come and join us. We'll talk a little bit about the menu coming up. Rosie's here. Ellen Murray joining us at 4.
And here they are.
As will Brant McDonald early today. Jeb, standing by.
Please clap.
Hey, there's a contest.
What?
Maybe we'll do it later in the show. Who is doing this? It's a prominent rocker. Okay. Oh, I hate it when this happens, and I hate using airtime. I can't believe I missed your call! Exclamation point. It's a pretty funny office. Shows like The Office and Seinfeld that have done entire episodes based on the importance of the punctuation you use when you send a text message and how that makes it come across on the other side.
Yes.
You just can't, you've got to have the right punctuation or people will take it wrong. You could hurt their feelings.
Everybody gets their feelings hurt today.
Yeah. I don't know where to start.
Greg, if you put the comma in the wrong place, you can totally change the meaning of the text.
Absolutely. That's why I'm very careful with that. I don't even know where to start today. We have a guy in the White House, especially after my epic rant yesterday at this time. Guy in the White House who told America yesterday about all the times he commuted back and forth across the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore.
Yeah.
In a train. When there are, in fact, no train tracks that cross that body of water or are part of that, what used to be that bridge. And it just goes on and on, and the media ignores it, and we have to go through the same drill. Can you imagine if Donald Trump had made the same claim? They would be demanding he go through a mental fitness test and all kinds of other crap. And, you know, we should still be concerned about that, but it happens every freaking day. And we know the media is not going to hold him accountable because we have no media. They are absolutely worthless. Absolutely worthless. And yes, I put a thing on Facebook today because one thing that I have little patience for is hypocrisy. I've always liked Jon Stewart, and he was one of the few that had the guts to confront Prince Obama, King Obama, whatever you want to call him. He certainly considers himself royalty. He had made a comment one time about veterans paying for their own health insurance. And Stewart just went nuts. Seriously? You really think that's a great way to say thanks for putting your ass on the line for your country? Pay for your own insurance. So I know he challenged him a couple of times, but mostly when it came to Obama. It was, you know, how fast and hard do you want me to lick your butt? Now he's getting online backlash today after he opined on the air that Donald Trump's civil real estate case for overvaluing his properties was not victimless. When it turns out the price of a previous home sale finds Stewart doing the exact same thing. And this is in the New York Post, and it would only be in the New York Post because the rest of these savages are not going to attack one of their own because they're raging, flaming hypocrites just like him. Monday night, Stewart, 61, unpacked Trump's $454 million appeal bond, calling out experts, framing the former president's New York civil case as not causing direct harm to any individual. The Daily Show host, and I think it's only on Mondays, and they're desperate. The Daily Show used to be a thing, but it's not a thing anymore, neither is he. He left, he went out to do his own stuff, and most of it sucked. So he's kind of slid back under the rock of obscurity. And now one day a week on The Daily Show is the best he's got. He rolled a clip of CNN's Laura Coates interviewing Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary, who commented that the ruling didn't go over well with the real estate industry that was now fretting over the possibility of becoming the next target. Coates responded to O'Leary by highlighting that Trump was found liable for falsifying business records in the second degree, issuing false financial statements, insurance fraud, and conspiracy, all due to asset inflation. Everything that you just listed is done by every real estate developer everywhere on earth in every city. This has never been prosecuted. And the only reason we know that it was prosecuted this time is because they're looking for every way they can to stick Donald Trump in the clink. And we should all be, everybody should be horrified that they're playing this very dangerous game with the country. Because the longer this goes on, the more they find new ways to harass and steal his money. It's not helping their cause. Because they're doing what people like Vladimir Putin do to their political enemies. To further his point, Stewart argued that money isn't infinite. A loan that goes to the liar doesn't go to someone who's giving a more honest evaluation, so the system becomes incentivized for corruption. Really? And what did you back that up with? He also contended that failing to declare a higher market value on a property while paying taxes based on a lower assessed value constitutes fraudulent behavior. The Attorney General of New York knew that Trump's property values were inflated because when it came time to pay taxes, Trump undervalued the very same properties. It was all part of a very specific real estate practice known as lying, said Stewart. But the taxes, unless it's different in New York, the taxes you pay are based on what the tax assessor values the property. You don't get to set that. They set that. So that if they undervalue the property, that's on them. I mean, what a jerk off to make a stupid statement like that, especially knowing he did the exact same thing. It didn't take long for internet sleuths to look into Stewart's own property history, which shows an overvaluation of his New York City penthouse by a staggering 829%. He should go to prison for life, by his own words, for an overvaluation like that. And that's not based on opinion. Those are records. Part of the public record. In 2014, he sold a 6,280-square-foot Tribeca duplex to financier Parag Pandey for $17.5 million. The property's asking price, the property had the estimated market value at only $1.8 million. The actual assessor valuation was even lower at $847,000. Records show that Stewart paid significantly lower property taxes, which are calculated based on that assessor valuation price, precisely what he called Trump out for doing in his Monday monologue. It takes elephant balls to be that hypocritical. He went in the air and said all this stuff thinking, what, nobody's going to look into me because I'm Jon Stewart? I think being Jon Stewart gives people every reason. And then the New York Post has published the actual assessor valuations. Timothy Poole, a political commentator known for more right-leaning news, alleged on X that Stewart was a hypocrite. Did Jon Stewart commit fraud when he sold his penthouse for $17.5 million? New York listed its market value as $1.8 million. At an average value around $800,000. Who did he defraud? I am shocked, he wrote. This is right in Letitia James' jurisdiction. I look forward to the grand jury indictment, a user quipped. His representatives did not comment to the New York Post. But it's out there. Meanwhile, the New York assessor valuation on Stewart's former penthouse is the exact same citation method and metric that New York Attorney James, the smug punk DA, put there by George Soros, used to value Trump's private and personal properties. That's the same thing that, you know, that Mar-a-Lago is worth only $18 million. Are you insane? Somebody ran a property comp on that particular part of Palm Beach. Palm Beach and West Palm Beach are separate. And that property would easily sell for over nine figures. I wonder how much security they have to keep around that place to keep the lefty weasels off the property. And then that judge, that turdbucket judge, Justice Arthur Engoron, ordered Trump to pay $355 million and temporarily banned him from doing business in the state, relying heavily on the assessed valuations of the properties to determine the ruling. The $454 million bond to appeal the ruling marks the highest bond ever recorded in U.S. history. Well, it got to, I mean, Trump could flee. So, the whole idea of the victimless crime, the law requires you to pay the tax the assessor establishes. Now, if somebody wants to be really generous and double or triple whatever the assessor says, well, I don't think that, I think that's too low. I'm going to pay more. Who says that?
Nobody.
Nobody. We have our first caller of the afternoon, Robert at 320.
Hey, Greg. I agree 100% with everything you were saying. I built a house a couple years ago in the Hope Fuller area, and I assessed it at $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
I went to get a loan, but I just knew I had me some money somewhere secured. I wanted to get a loan, and the bank told me they can only give me $75,000. I'm thinking, like, wait a minute now. This is a $150,000 home. Why you can give me $75,000? They said, because you got a mobile home to your left, you got a general water You got Jim Water to your right. You got a volunteer fire department. And plus the county was only charging me $97 a year in property tax. So that tells me, it's like you said, the people that gave Donald Trump the loan, they haven't done the evaluation of what the property was worth.
Well, what fool lends money or more lends more money on something than it's worth? That shouldn't
right.
happen.
The bank would not give me, they would not give me that $150 I wanted.
Right.
Because if I fail to pay the mortgage, they can only sell it for $75,000 due to the neighborhood.
Right.
So that's common sense right there. It's not Donald Trump's fault. Now, if the bank would have gave me that $150, you think I wouldn't have took it?
No, Trump broke no laws. In fact, is that at the beginning of that story, it made mention of the fact that people in the real estate industry are very concerned now because this is a common practice. And what's it going to do to them? They're not trying to break the law. It's just the way of doing business. But you see, when you're Donald Trump, they don't care. They don't care. The highest bond in American history for a former president who paid the loan off with interest and met the terms.
Right. Right. He met his term with the bank.
But these are evil, satanic, obsessed mental patients with jobs of responsibility, well, and they could care less whether they perform.
I'm with right is right. I go with right is right. I don't care who it is. I'm good with right is right. There's no right to go after him because the bank decided to give him more money than it probably wouldn't, and then he paid them back.
All of it with interest.
Right.
So where's the crime? Who was victimized in that? If there's a victim, it's the residents of New York because the assessor is not assessing the actual value of the property and putting a tax on it that would be more appropriate. So it shortchanges New York's budget pool, whatever you call it.
Well, I've been there, so I just want to give y'all my opinion. I've been there in that situation, and I didn't get what I wanted because it wasn't worth what I wanted.
Right.
All right.
I'm sorry you had to go through that, buddy. 272-9228-322. And the Maryland governor will update on the bridge collapse. But I haven't seen anybody, not even Fox. Well, maybe the Gutfeld probably said something. That Joe, once again, he just walks out in front of America and remembers something that never happened. And it happens not every day, maybe, but every at least once a week. He's had more jobs on his resume than he can count. He's been to more colleges. He was raised by Jews and Muslims and blacks and
Hispanics, Puerto Ricans, specifically.
Whatever. He just keeps making it up out of whole cloth. And I don't know that we've ever had a president that has told more fairy tales than this guy. But you see, it doesn't matter because anybody with a frickin' brain knows that he is not running the country. We all know who that is. He's currently serving his third term. This guy.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah. That's how that works. We got a quick break we're going to take here. Brant McDonald will join us at 4. He is the leader of the team at Avista Advisors, a group dedicated to studying and researching trends in the markets so that they can best protect and grow the money entrusted to them by their clients, which includes me. And if you've never taken time, if the news frightens you, and it should, it really should. What's happening today should actually give you the chills. You might want to look into having somebody help you protect the money you work so hard to make and grow it with the best research team on the planet. That's Invista Advisors to make that appointment. No obligation, and nobody's going to try to sell you anything. It's just a conversation about you and your financial future. 387-0094.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. What I want. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Westlake Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. Call 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I can't believe it's Easter again. I'll have to go to my sister's and see all her kids on sugar highs. Hey, it's not bad enough none of you have any impulse control. Let's add peeps. Why does she need that many kids? What's she trying to prove? We get it. Your uterus works. Now shut down the baby factory and do something with your life. Mom will be happy, though. Gin and sugar. What more could she want? Throw in some chocolate bunnies and fake grass. It's a real kicker of a holiday. Maybe I'll hide Mom's liquor in the yard and she and her boyfriend can go find it. No, they'd probably love that. How about this? I'll hide all my shame and embarrassment at being associated with my family. Then I can just get drunk and run around chasing the little sugar addicts with a switch. And then we can all go to church, because it's Easter, the weirdest holiday of them all.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Gail has such sad holidays. I didn't know what a switch was until I came to Alabama. I'd never heard that word before. Our parents didn't spank us or punish us with switches in Chicago. Never heard it in Florida. Certainly never used a switch on Goose. Who was a very well-behaved child who made me a grandfather again.
Is she going to adopt the foster?
It's on my page. The video with the dog interacting with Cheeky, my grandparrot, on my Facebook page. And it's really sweet. And I love this dog. He has, I'll pull it up for you there. You might be able to see it on the screen. Here's how, but they're both trying to play with the same toy, and the dog, yeah. But he has the most, his ears are isosceles triangles draped in doggy fur. And he's cute. And thanks to everybody who took time to make a comment on my page. Really appreciate that. All right. Picking up a bunch of new followers on Facebook, too, and I'm pretty sure that's from David Blackman, and because he circulates our Monday broadcast with his blog. Is that me? Well, now you know that somebody just made a motion by my garage. And what else do we have today? I'm just going to take a quick cursory check of headlines to see what's new. Jonathan Turley says Trump should appeal the latest gag order. I would love to know what Trump has had to pay in legal bills.
Yeah.
Over garbage lawsuits, garbage charges. Now, this is interesting. Carrie Lake admits guilt in defamation suit filed by the Arizona election official. Stephen Ricker, who presided over the county's 2022 election, filed a defamation claim against Lake in June, alleging that she repeatedly and falsely accused him of causing her electoral defeat in the race for governor won by Katie Slob Hobb. Lake's legal team on Tuesday filed a default judgment motion that indicated she was not challenging her culpability. She instead seeks to dispute the damages. Doesn't say what the damages are. It all makes you wonder. Rudy Giuliani was ordered to pay $148 million last year in a defamation case over false claims he made about two former election workers in Georgia. And he had previously chosen not to contest the claim. On the other hand, if you go to libertydaily.com, which is one of the few websites you can still trust, An election integrity firm says that 7 to 18% of the registered voters in 26 states either don't exist or reside at an address that I'm missing a syllable almost out of every word with more than two. 7 to 18% of registered voters in 26 states either do not exist or reside at an address that does not exist. So we're not supposed to be worried about election integrity. This is their business.
Did you see the news Wes Allen posted? He found 190 ineligible voters on our voters list, but he has taken care of it.
Are we talking the state, city,
yes,
county?
State.
190?
Mm-hmm. 90,000. 190,000.
Oh, because you said 190 the first time.
Sorry.
I thought, well, that's small potatoes when it comes to places like Chicago, where half the people that vote are already dead.
No, 190,000. Substantial enough to change an election.
Absolutely substantial enough. In fact, there was an election. I heard Alabama Unfiltered talking about it. Upstate area that was, I believe, plus 18 Republican. But a Democrat ran against a Republican on pro-abortion and the in vitro fertilization situation and won. I don't understand why people are so passionate about being pro-abortion. I don't think it's a good issue. I think that needs to be left up to the individual. If political candidates run on that, they're going to lose. They already have. It's just not a winning issue. Go with the fundamentals. Inflation, price of gas, cost of living, all of those things that people can directly connect with, and don't engage them in philosophical stuff. I am passionately against it, but what I have learned in life from women I know who have had them is that it haunted them. It's not like having a blemish removed from your face. Even though the left is, well, it's just a glob of cells. Well, I know some people that learn differently from their own experience. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, we had Clark's out for a spring tune-up. The weather's starting to get warmer again. And pretty soon, you want to make sure that you're protected against blast furnace heat. And the last few days, it's been cool, so I never put the AC on. Who's on one? I never put the AC on because it was cool outside, and I left the heat to 70 just in case it got really chilly. Today, I noticed that it was warm inside the house, and I went and turned it to cool, set it to 72. Within a couple of minutes, the house was immediately cooler. This is the system that we bought from Clark's. And they installed in a now service because we're Clark's Club members. It's a unit that has been miraculous in saving money. I had to go to Budget Billing with Alabama Power and Light, and many of you encouraged that, and I finally caved in and did it, and I started out at $395 a month. My budget billing for this most recent month is $212. It's gone down every single quarter since Clark's put that system in our place. So it's paying for itself, and I like that. They also have an incredibly talented team of plumbers who can diagnose an issue and fix it. Experience matters in situations like that. And they even have technology that can check the underneath of your house and the pipes under there. There's a lot going on, more than most people realize. I didn't learn about it until they had to fix whatever was causing my bathtub to spill water into the bedroom. They did that for us, too. They can handle it. 277-2125. Team up with Clark's, whether it's a heating, AC, or plumbing issue. When you need them, they are on the way. Learn more at clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004, as we hit the traffic dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
335, Papa B will come right back to you.
Traffic remains light to mostly moderate. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. No problems on the boulevards.
Nice afternoon to be out driving around. Buckle up, drive carefully. No problems right now. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears as well. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
All right, Papa B, what's up?
Hey, you know, the talk about switch reminds me of growing up. You know, my parents in their generation, they were raised in the, like, World War II time frame. And, boy, some of the games they came up with were pretty demented. The one they came up with was called Hide the Switch. And so it's just, I mean, awful, demented game. So the parents would go, the adults would hide a switch out in the yard somewhere, mm-hmm. in the grass or whatever, and then call the kid to come and find it. And, you know, the one that found it, well, he got to just beat the daylights out of the other kids as they ran screaming back to the home base.
That sounds a little twisted, Papa B.
Man, I don't tell you something. You talking about fishing the blender syndrome?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, what fun, right? Listen, the story I heard about those two election workers over in Georgia is this. Actually, I read this. That they were ready to confess that they had done it. But Brian Raffensperger intervened.
Oh, the DA, the Republican
General,
Attorney General. Yes, go ahead.
Well, you know, and they have to. And here's why. Because they have this narrative out there that the 2020 election, there was nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it.
Right, of course.
So anything that comes up that shows that it really was, they're in trouble. And those two election workers, yeah, they did drag those votes out from under the table. And, yeah, they did feed in false ballots. But people like the Republican, Brian Raffensperger and others, they don't want anybody to know about that. So, yeah, I mean, it's just as corrupt as the day is long, man. But that's, I believe that's what, that's what I know I read, and I do believe that's what happened. Brian Raffensperger intervened so they would not have to confess. I think that's what happened.
Unbelievable.
Anyway.
And I think you're right. Thank you for the call, Papa B.
Okay.
Wide open this afternoon, 272-9228. Here is Blue Water News.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. The Montgomery apartment complex that was the scene of a Saturday night rampage in which a gunman fired more than 100 rounds was already being sued by the city for neglecting its tenants. Quentin Harris was killed in the weekend shooting at Woodley Oaks. Three other men were also shot. The cause of a house fire that badly damaged a home in Montgomery is being investigated. The fire happened at a home in the 3400 block of Somerville Drive just off Carter Hill Road Monday night. There were no injuries. Fortunately, no one was in the home at the time of the fire. Plans for the new Capitol Heights Middle School have been released. The state-of-the-art campus was originally priced at around $37 million, but MPS has raised the cost of the project to just over $60 million. Construction for the new school is expected to be completed by 2026. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory-certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a storm-free forecast for several days, right on through the Easter weekend at least, and temperatures will warm up by the weekend. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler, overnight low 48. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high up to about 69. But for Good Friday, highs in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 70s on Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday, and sunshine for several days. It's a great forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Where you hide an Easter egg depends on how long you want your kid to look. Now, if you want to make it easy, hide it behind the TV. But if you want to make it a challenge, hand them $200, a shovel, a backpack with water and freeze-dried berries, pepper spray, a map to Cairo, and tell them that in the deepest, darkest catacomb of the oldest of the 138 pyramids, they'll find the spirit of King Tutankhamun. Who will transport them to a spiritual realm where, if they answer the five questions of the Nubian demigods correctly, they will be rewarded with a peep. Any color they choose. Now, is it a lie? Of course. But what an Easter memory they'll have. Plus, you'll get the little turd out of your hair for a day. Or two.
He's so sentimental.
Or 100.
It is 3:42 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I stopped at a store, which will remain unnamed, and they had a big Easter display. So I just decided to take a look, see if there was anything there, you know, because while I recognize and honor the fact that my daughter is 34 years old, parts of me still think she's 7. So I always look for that one little thing that might be a cute, you know, that won't, don't embarrass her. Don't make her feel like a little kid. Just, and she's going to do an Easter egg hunt. But I make that worth her while. I could not believe the cost of candy.
Yeah.
Not only is a Cadbury egg a fraction of what it used to be, they're like a dollar and a half each. I know the chocolate price has been going up. Some of you who have been long-term listeners know I used to carry homemade chocolate in the car for a little burst of energy, right? It's really good for your waistline, too. I stopped doing that when I started taking things a little more seriously in terms of losing weight and trying to get into shape. In fact, I haven't done it for months now. So I was kind of out of touch with what chocolate costs, but I was stunned. Everything is smaller and twice what it cost just a few years ago. Thank you, Joe Biden. You know, I'm supposed to sit here and believe that he's gaining ground? Who is it? David Blackman speculated every president gets a little bump after their State of the Union. But why that one? All he did was shout at America. Angry old fart doesn't like the fact that people are not happy with his policies. They don't want to buy electric cars. They don't want to do anything he does. And the only reason it's there is because the embedded hatred of Donald Trump for no... I mean, yeah, he's got a real personality and it doesn't, you know, it grates on people. I was never a huge fan. I didn't watch his TV shows, but I always respected what he did, especially because I personally got to see the fundamental transformation of New York City. When he and Rudy and others got serious with cleaning up crime and investing in Manhattan and making it a showplace again. Now, every day there's another story about somebody getting pushed in front of a subway train or attacked or beaten or whatever. And it's rapidly turning back into the David Dinkins New York City that nobody wanted to go to 40 years ago. 1982, I made my first trip there. and I was with my soon-to-be second wife. She had family up there. They were all a little bit, you know. And I remember landing at LaGuardia, and we went straight to her family's place. We were staying there. Horribly uncomfortable, too. But we were driving into Manhattan late in the afternoon, and seeing the skyline silhouetted by the setting sun was really impressive, and it was exciting, and wow, it's New York City, and we're going to Yankee Stadium, which I'd always wanted to do. But I was downtown Manhattan. I couldn't believe the vagrancy level and the boldness, you know, washing, you know, they got their spray bottle and their squeegee and they want a dollar to wash your windshield, even though somebody washed it a block previous. And there was, or you walking around and every 10 steps you take, there's somebody with a handout or a hat in their hand asking for money. And it was uncomfortable and it wasn't fun. And it sure looks like this clown show named Mayor Adams is hell-bent for leather on restoring it to that level of degradation again. 3:46, we'll revisit Skipper in the traffic dungeon in a moment. And we'll find out who's been in accidents and who hasn't. And we hope, and certainly nobody more, because I know Donnie Turner. He doesn't want anybody to be in an accident. It might put him out of business, but he would be happy that nobody got hurt. That's him. It really is that way. But Montgomery Paint and Body is there to help people who have been in an accident. If a car is not drivable, have it towed to MPB on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane. If it's drivable, make sure you get a claim number as quickly as you can from your insurance adjuster and let Donnie work with them to get and make sure that every single thing that needs to be repaired is. And when the repaired area is complete, they go about the business of making the car look good as new, maybe better, bumper to bumper. And I've had people tell me, in some cases, they almost didn't recognize the car they dropped off. That's what they do. That's the way they roll. It's the only way they know how to do it. At Montgomery Paint and Body, where they've done it for four decades, and now son Brandon with Donnie, to make sure that you get the best possible outcome when your car's been damaged in an accident. That's 27REC with a W for MPB.
A professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Researchers say over the past 4 years, methane levels have risen, and urgent action is now required in order to halt further increases of methane in the atmosphere. Scientists don't know why atmospheric methane levels are rising across the planet, but something must be done to avoid triggering enhanced global warming. This message brought to you by Beano.
Yeah, they want to regulate everything. They want to put diapers on cows or filters or something, and pretty soon they'll want us to wear them too. Because last I checked, we all are gaseous creatures. David Blackman made mention of this the other day, and it's a big story on Fox News now. And he's talked very specifically about why our entire national electric grid is in jeopardy, because electricity demand, and by the way, the electric cars are not helping. They're a major drain on electricity largely produced by fossil fuels. So the other day, you know, they have this massive solar farm I want to make sure I get... Well, actually, this is a story. We could listen to this. But there was a huge hailstorm. And the entire thing was literally destroyed. So whatever energy that thing was producing, it's no longer producing. And it points to the folly of the whole idea of leaning on something like solar energy for our grid. Because we have clouds. And sometimes those clouds become storms. And sometimes they drop banana-sized hail, as our old buddy the late Gaylord once said. He saw it in his yard. Let's see if we can get some sense out of this clip. Be patient with me here because...
It was a hailstorm like we've never seen before.
The 4,000-acre solar farm around Nick Kaminsky's Needville area home took a beating.
What did you think when you first saw this?
I was shocked.
You were worried about the environmental impact of this before it was ever here.
That is correct. I was worried about it.
Nick showed us emails he sent before the solar farms were built. He asked Fort Bend County Commissioners, the Fort Bend Economic Development Council, and the owner of Fighting Jay's Solar Farm for the environmental impact study.
We asked for the same studies and we were treated the same way. We got nothing out of them.
My concern is with the hail damage that came through and busted these panels up. We now have some highly toxic chemicals that could be potentially leaking into our water tables.
There's numerous makeup in the chemicals on this thing, and majority of them are cancer-causing.
Oh, that's good to know, too. Because we don't have enough cancer.
Hello? We asked to talk to someone with Fighting Jay's Solar Farm. We haven't heard back yet.
In a way, this is kind of your worst nightmare come true.
It is. I have a family. I have two children and a wife. My neighbors have kids. And a lot of other residents in the area who are on well water are concerned that the chemicals are now leaking into our water tables.
So we've got livestock that have to drink it, and we have to bathe, drink, you know, all that good stuff. So it's a big concern.
Well, they have every right to be big concerned. I want to go back to the beginning of the clip to double-check the size of the solar farm. I think they said 4,000 acres. I want to hear it one more time. That's all we're going to listen to.
It was a hailstorm like we've never seen before.
The 4,000 acres.
Okay. 4,000 acres. It's all solar panels. Wow, that must produce a ton of electricity. We have nothing to worry about. Cheap energy from the sun. So what do we learn here? One hailstorm wiped out the whole farm, destroyed all the panels, and now apparently there are carcinogenic chemicals in these panels that are leaking into the earth, and their well water and the water that livestock drinks and everything else. What could go wrong? These people are insane. They're just nuts. And taking an example like this, hey, environmentalist, 4,000 acres of solar panels destroyed. It's going to take years to rebuild that thing if they're dumb enough to do that. Fighting Jay's Solar Panels. Yeah, that's a good name for a green energy company. This is the folly of everything they advocate. It's all inadequate. And in a situation like this, now we learn that their land is being poisoned as these broken panels now leak whatever's in them into the ground. And yet we just continue on. We continue on. Fox covers this story. You can bet you're not going to see a word about it on NS, LSD, or any of the other leftist networks. Just crazy. Alright, we're going to do a new thing next hour called Wheel of News. I have an odd assortment of stories that we can just kick around and comment on.
Okay.
But there was one here that... Oh, this one. Scientists are considering putting a railroad on the moon.
Yeah.
And who do you think is going to be the first person to ride it and claim they rode took a railroad trip on the moon.
Clap for that, you stupid bastards.
Yeah, clap for that, you stupid bastards that voted for that old decrepit son of a bitch. Yeah. Sorry, that's the best word I had available at the moment. A railroad on the moon. I read last week, California, and this was all part of... Whoa! High-speed rail Obama.
Yeah.
For over 20 years, they've been constructing the high-speed rail system in California. They're not even close. They initially estimated it would cost $8 billion. They're up to 80. They don't have a railroad. It's not even close to being completed. Who is that?
Randall.
Randall, you're it. You will put the finishing touch on the 3 to 4 hour. What you got?
Solar panel. I know it ain't on 4,000 acres, but we got one in Montgomery that's 800. And then there's one, I don't know how big the one in Tall County is, but they were bringing another bigger one to North Montgomery, no, South Montgomery County. I don't know. I mean, I'll just let you know. I know that ain't nothing as big as but no 4,000 acres, but it's still the same problem if it happens. And him, if he said Banana Hill, that sounds like they used to drop and decide a hurricane to try to disperse them.
They started that in the 50s.
Yeah, that sounds, and you know what come out was hell in a hurricane. That sounds kind of like you reckon they done it on purpose? If it's banana size and the government got carried away, I mean, that just sounds too big to be natural.
There was a whole article yesterday about the chemicals they're spraying into the air. They admit it now. They're not trying to hide it. If you see chemtrails, you're seeing chemtrails. And they give examples. You see them out here all the time, especially in the sky southwest of the city.
Yes, sir.
God knows what they're doing. They're trying to change the climate, make it hotter, so they can justify their agenda. I have no idea. Randall, I'm sorry. We're just out of time for this hour. But have a call back later. You're always welcome. You have permission to call twice today. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Two things that affect most men as we mature: erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. And putting it off, denying it, pretending it's not happening is a huge mistake when it can be fixed. It's a medical condition and very common. And that's why Montgomery Men's Health is here to help guys dealing with these issues. Feeling unmotivated, lack of energy, fatigue with a capital F, loss of muscle mass, decrease in sex drive, or just plodding through the day. Can't wait for it to end, like you're in a fog. Knowing whether you have low testosterone is big in combating some of these issues. In fact, doctors now recommend a testosterone test and a PSA check for prostate health with men annually starting at age 18. All of this is information gleaned from the staff at Montgomery Men's Health. A lot of guys suffer from low T, sometimes don't realize it, but it affects the quality of life big time, and it can be fixed. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup. Not just produce a number and show you whether or not it's in the average range or if it's low, but give you a consultation for just $99. And that's a result that can absolutely change your life, because Montgomery Men's Health has medical solutions to this medical condition. It's not theory in a capsule. It's real answers. So these low T treatments can change lives. You can get back better energy, better gains in the gym, mental clarity, even improve sleep. Faster metabolism. In fact, they can help you with weight loss at Montgomery Men's Health, because that's often a contributing factor. And ultimately, an increase in libido. Time to feel amazing again, guys. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go online to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
358.
Well, checking around the cams a few minutes ago, we're seeing light to mostly moderate traffic everywhere on the boulevards, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. No major problems. We've had some minor little accidents, but they're in parking lots and off in neighborhoods. Nothing that's going to slow you down if you're trying to get in or out of Montgomery. Pravel, Millbrook, and Wetumpka reporting all clear as well this afternoon. Spring is here at Premier Place. Shop Bath and Body Works. Cuts by us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Carnival, Pharaoh Vape and Phone Repair, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Montgomery's